Okay, good morning, everybody. Again, Erev Shabbos. Welcome back to our Erev Shabbos Kodesh class learning. I hope everyone is enjoying a meaningful and uplifting end of summer. And we are also not only Erev Shabbos, but Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul. So that is the final month of the year, a time of great introspection, a time of teshuvah, tefillah, and tzedakah, a time when we try to increase and have an aliyah in all areas of our avodas Hashem, including our appreciation of Shabbos, our love of Shabbos, connection to Shabbos, and shmir Shabbos should be as chos ba'ezer Hashem for k'siv v'kasim atova, and the yom shekula Shabbos. So we have a lot of material to cover. Let's get started right away. So what you remember, and I thank, of course, our anonymous sponsor and hostess very, very much for their continued commitment to this Harbatzos HaTorah, Tizku the Mitzos Ula Maisim Tovim. Ezra Sashem Shbun Zechuyos, only the Tova for you and your whole family. So last time we spoke about the difference between Zachar and Shomer, because it's every other week class. So by Parshas Vayeshchanan, it's Shomer Siyama Shabbos Kalcho. And by Parshas Yisro, of course, it's Zachar Siyama Shabbos Kalcho. So what is the difference? I have a tremendously impactful and important piece by the Meshech Chochma, the grave of Meir Simcha Koy Mitzvins, and a Gavaldic piece on explaining the difference between Zachar and Shomer, which is really a continuation of last week's class. But of course, we didn't have time for so much but not to add the whole Meshech Chacham as well, so we're going to do that today. But I'm going to begin by screen sharing and just reminding ourselves of the difference between the two Dibros. So could you see my screen, please? Okay, so what I am in Parshas Yisro, Parachaf of Shemos. So the Pasuk tells us, Psukim tell us, in regard to Shabbos, Zachar Yom HaShabbos Kadshu, you shall remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, Sheishas Yamim Tavod, Vasisu Kamech Techa, you see the Psukim on my screen, you know them, you should be familiar with them from Kiddush, V'yamashvi Shabbos LaShem Elkecha, L'sasu Kamalacha, Ato Vincha Vitecha, Abdecha V'amascha, V'hemtecha, V'gercha Shem Bishrecha. What is the purpose? When we are told Zachar Yom HaShabbos Kadshu, remember the same Sabbath day, to sanctify. What is the purpose that the Torah gives us for Shabbos? Ki sheishos yamim asah Hashem es hashamayim ves haaretz es yam ves hayam ves kol shabam vayinach biyam hashvi. When the Torah tells us Zachar Yom HaShabbos Kadsho, remember the Sabbath day to sanctify. This is in the first set of the Dibros. And Parshas Yisro, because in 6 days Hashem made the heavens and the earth, the sea and the seas and all that is in it, and he rested on the seventh day. So Zachar is connected to Briyas HaOlam. I'm not connecting, you see it right here in the Psukim. The purpose of Zachar Yom HaShabbos Kadsho is because in 6 days God created the heavens and the earth, the seas and all that is in them, and he rested on the seventh day. Zachar is connected to Briyas HaOlam. However, in Parshas Vayeshchanan, when we have the Aseres HaDibros, we are told Shamar. You see it right here. Why are we told to guard the Sabbath day? Because for 6 days you shall work and you shall do all your work. The seventh day is a Shabbat. You should not do any work, you and your children and your servants and your animals and the comrade that's in your midst. Why? Now this is very different. The first set of Dibros tells you remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy because Hashem is the Borei Olam. The Dibros here in Vayeshchanan tell me, guard the Sabbath day to keep it holy because you were a slave in Egypt. And Hashem your God took you out from there with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. So these are two very different reasons for keeping the Sabbath. Zachar, Briyas HaOlam, Shamar, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay? Al Kain, Sivcha, Hashem HaKecha, La'asos, Yom HaShabbos. Therefore, Hashem, your God, commanded you to do the Sabbath. So, of course, because I say it all the time, there is a difference. When there is a change or a difference in Torah, it is not accidental. It's not like Chas V'Sham, Hashem just decided to write something else, or he made a mistake, God forbid, or there was too much ink. Different changes in the text teach us something else. So Zachar Yom HaShabbos Kadsho, Parshas Yisro, Ki Sheishos Yamim Asah Hashem Es HaShamayim, Zachar something to do with Briyas HaOlam. When it comes to Shomer Yom HaShabbos Kadsho, and we of course have to keep both aspects of Shabbos, we have to remember the Sabbath day to sanctify, we have to guard the Sabbath day to sanctify. That's what we do every single seventh day. We're involved in Zachar and we're involved in Shomer, and Shomer is tied to Yitzias Mitzrayim, Ki Eved HaYisa Beretz Mitzrayim, something to do with the slavery in Egypt. God took you out from there with a strong hand and outstretched arm. Therefore, Hashem commands you to do the Sabbath day. So this is what we have to understand. There's the Zachar, there's the Shamar, there is Briyas HaOlam, and there is Yetzias Mitzrayim respectively. So I'm going to go to the handout that I've prepared. Okay, let me just find it. Where is it? Right here. Okay, could you see on my screen it says Vayikra 23? Yeah, you could. Okay, fine. We did this Vayikra, we did this Ramban last time. I remember I'm going to review it briefly because it's going to be necessary for the piece of the Mashiach Chachma that we are going to be looking at. So this is the Ramban to Vayikra in Parshas Emor. Yeah, Parshas Emor. The Pesukim tell us about the Jewish calendar. They also tell us in Parshas Re'eh, which is this week's Parsha, by the way. Okay, so the Ramban teaches us something very, very interesting about Shabbos, and he's discussing a Medrash, okay? V'nirasha Medrash Zayin Lomar, sh'nitztavinu min ha-Torah li'os lanu menucha b'yomtov, afilu midvarim she'enen melacha. It appears that the Medrash is teaching us that what the Torah meant is that we should have rest on Yom Tov and on Shabbos, even from things that are not melacha. Why? Because de'oraisa, and I told you this last time, I've heard about Shai Shachter say in the past that if Moshe Rabbeinu would come and see our Shabbos, it would look very different than the Shabbos D'oraisa, the way they observe Shabbos. Because Shabbos D'oraisa does not have many of the derivatives of things that are forbidden, that Chazal tell us are forbidden. Lo she'atriach kol ha'yom limdod ha'tfuos. Hashem does not want us to be busy all day, to, it shouldn't be a tircha all day, to measure the produce, v'lishkol ha'peros, to weigh the fruits, v'hamtachos, I have my art school, because v'hamatechos, and the metals, v'lamale ha'chavios, yayin, and to fill the barrels with wine, v'lifnos ha'kelim ha'avani mi'bayis, the bayis mi'makom la'makom, and we shouldn't be exerting ourselves all day to move the utensils and stones from house to house and from place to place within the courtyard, because the art school footnote notes, if you are within the courtyard, then you are not performing biblical melacha because you are not carrying in a public domain. So if you have an Erev around this domain, then you could say, I could fill the barrels with wine. I could check the scales. I could weigh the fruits. Now, we're all going to say those are things we all don't do on Shabbos, but de'oraisa, they are permitted. V'im ha'isa ir mukafes choma, v'dalasos no'olos b'layla. And if you have a city that is surrounded by a wall and the doors are locked at night, if you got an ancient excavations in Eretz Yisrael, you will understand what it means that there was a city surrounded by a gate and it was locked at night from invaders. You would be loading up the whole day upon the donkeys and even the wine. You'd be busy with grapes and figs. And you'd all sorts of carrying because if the whole city is surrounded by a wall, it's not a public domain. If the whole city is locked by gates and Daryl Rice, you could do whatever you want in the city. It's going to look like a weekday. You have shuk malay, the and therefore the shuk, the marketplace, would be busy with all kinds of business transactions. And the stores would be open. And the chanvani would be busy doing business. The storekeeper, and those who sit by the tables counting money would be there with the gold in front of them because it's all a private domain. It would look like a weekday. And the workers would wake up early for their work. They would hire themselves out like a weekday. So these things, if Chazal did not come along with all of the mitzvos de Rabbanan that teach us about how to keep Shabbos, Shabbos would look like a weekday. You see on my screen, I bolded that for you. So what would happen? The Yamim Tovim would be like mutter, like a weekday, and Shabbos herself would turn into a weekday because all these things that I just described to you, said the Ramban, are not considered malacha de'oraisa, l'kach amru ha-Torah shabbosot. Therefore, the Torah says Shabbos is not just a Shabbos, Yom Tov is not just Yom Tov, it's a Shabboson. You have to enact legislation to make sure it becomes a day of rest. Shiyu Yom Shavisa Umenucha Lo Yom Torah V'zeo Perish Tovi Yafer. You have to make sure that these days actually become days of Shavisa and cessation and rest and not a day of burdensome. It shouldn't be the same as Yom Rishon, Sheini, Shlishi, Chamishi, and of order, rather it should be a day of cessation and rest. Because if Chazal did not make all these enactments and your city was walled and the doors were locked at night, it would look like every other day of the week when people were loading up their donkeys and measuring out their wine and measuring out the produce and waking up early to go to their jobs. What kind of Shabbos would that be? Not any kind of Shabbos that we know or we understand. Now we go to the great Mashiach Chachma of Meir Simcha Kohen Midivinks. I only learned recently why it's called the Mashiach Chachma, by the way, Meir Simcha Kohen. Mem, Sin, or Shin, Chaf stands for Meir Simcha Kohen. Okay, I think he's the most famous for his commentary to Bichu Kosai when he says that they think which city is it, Lita or Berlin, is Jerusalem by the Kolos. He foreshadowed that. Anyway, it's a very beautiful commentary to the Torah, very deep and beautiful, powerful commentary to Torah. Hard to learn through some of the Masher Chachma. It took me, I think, 4 times, not joking, maybe 5, to learn through this piece to be able to teach it. It's very, very beautiful. So the Masher Chachma tells us, right, remember, we already saw that there's a difference between Shomer Yom HaShabbos Kacho and Zohar. Well, last class we spent the whole time talking about the differences in the Mefarshim. This was my handout from last time, called Essen Shabbat Torah. We did the Rashbam, we did the Rashbam to Devarim, and we did the Rashbam to Shmos, we did the Rabbeinu Bachaya, and we did the Ramban. Okay, now we're going to the Masher Chachma. So the Masher Chachma is going to help us understand why it says Zohar related to Brios HaOlam and Parshas Yisro, and the Aschanan related to Yitzias Mitzrayim, Parshas V'Aschanan. The Masher Chachma teaches as follows: Shomer Yom HaShabbos Kacho Kasher Tziv Hashem Elkecha. By the way, I'm teaching from, and I prepared from my actual Masher Chachma, okay? So I'm also going to be quoting from some of the footnotes. This is the Masher Chachma expanded upon by Rav Cooperman Zatzal, who was the founder and dean of Michala. He was actually there when I was in Michala. He actually led my trip to Europe. Michala took us on a trip to Europe at the end of the seminary year, and Rav Cooperman Zatzal was the one who led the trip. He is also he was a tremendous Hamech Chacham and a Mechaber Sfarim. So he has Rav Cooperman on the Masher Chachma glosses. The whole top is the Masher Chachma, and the whole bottom is the glosses and the teachings of Rav Cooperman to help you try and understand the Masher Chachma. So I'm using this sefer. I only have it on the screen for you so you could follow along with me. But when necessary, I'm going to be quoting from his glosses as well. Shomer Yom HaShabbos Kacho Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elkecha Ha'inyan DeHarambam Kashav. The Ramban teaches the Ikra HaShovzim B'Shabbos Havei Divrei Torah. Okay? The Ikra of resting on Shabbos is that you should be Osik in Divrei Torah, not in business. And that is the Ramban that I just showed you. Rav Cooperman and the glosses point you to the Ramban, to Vayikra, Chavkim and Chavdal, which is what we did. The Ramban teaches that the Ikra of Shovsin B'Shabbos, cessation of work on Shabbos, is you should be involved in Divrei Torah. You know, we might ask ourselves, we love Shabbos. I hope we all love Shabbos. That's why we're here and that's why we're learning. Kanai Nahar, Kain Yerbu, welcome to everyone who's joining this morning. And we wait the whole week for Shabbos. What is the purpose of Shabbos? Is it just to take a nap? Is it just to not check your phone? Is it just to, you know, socialize? Is it just to go say Mazel Tov, Baruch Hashem, at Simchas? What is the purpose of Shabbos? That's what the Masher Chachma is going to be addressing. And it's something that we should all ask ourselves. Right? Yes, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, but why did Hashem give us the Shabbos? What are we meant to benefit from the Shabbos? What is the purpose of Shabbos? So this is not only relevant to Parshas Yisro and Ve'eschanan, it's relevant to every single Erev Shabbos. What is the purpose of Shabbos? So the Ramban teacher says, the Masher Chachma, De'ikra ha-shavot ha-shovsi B'Shabbos, have a divrei Torah. Wait, you could see my hand out, yeah? Okay, that the ikra of the purpose of cessation on Shabbos is to be involved in divrei Torah. She'im lo kein, because if that was not the purpose of Shabbos, yatzo kaliyim b'torach melech sav. Why would it be? Like you saw in the Ramban, the whole day he would be busy with his work. Ha'milacho sav ha'musaros. I have to move the chairs over. Sorry, 1 second, it's in my way. Sorry. Okay, because all day you would be busy, you would be tircha with melachosav hamusaros. You'll be busy with permitted work. It's not asur d'oraisa. There's nothing wrong, apparently, if the city is walled, or there is an Erev, or the gates are locked at night, with loading up the donkeys, and measuring your produce, and weighing out the wine in the barrels, and the shop would be open, and the chanvani would be, you know, giving credit to people. That's what you'd be doing the whole day. Kimo masu matan, you would be carrying and business, the sidur haschoros, and organizing your business, your merchandise, your commerce, that would be the whole day of Shabbos. Now that doesn't sound like anything that we know on Shabbos. Rak haTorah masu perushan lechachamim. So what did the Torah do? The Torah gave the interpretation, the mesorah of Shabbos, and how to be porish what we can and what we can't do on Shabbos, the perush of Shabbos, the interpretation of Shabbos to Chazal. So we can't have, that's why the Tzedukim only did Torah Shebichtav. You can't only have Torah Shebichtav. That is not the true Torah, the Moshe Misinai. There's no Torah Shebichtav without Torah Shebalpeh. There's no Torah Shebalpeh without Torah Shebichtav. So the Torah is not, you don't find anything in the Torah about how you should dice your salad on Shabbos. Look in the whole Torah, you're not going to find anything about it says what size you could cut the onions and the peppers. You're not going to find anything in the Torah that it says, beferish, how to eat, you know, fish with bones on Shabbos. actually do Babura. You're not going to find it in the Torah. So if you only keep the Torah d'oraisa, you're going to be busy your whole day with the tircha malacha. Malacha mutaros, it's mutter. I'm allowed to do it. Like masa, matan, conducting my business dealing, selling and buying, the sidur haschoros, and organizing the merchandise and the commerce and the sochrim. The merchants will be busy with their merchandise. Raka Torah masa perusha nechachamim. So the Torah gives an interpretation of Shabbos and teaches us how we should keep Shabbos according to the Chachamim. You wouldn't be Perush al Torah. You should look up the Ramban, which we just did. The Harita Kelsa, and the Ritva praises this Pshat. Okay. V'hine tam ha-Shabbos. What is the purpose of Shabbos? Let's all ask ourselves, what are we meant to gain from Shabbos? When we keep Shabbos every single week, Baruch Hashem, what are we learning about Shabbos? V'hine tam ha-Shabbos yeshbo. There are two purposes to Shabbos. One, says the Meshech Chachma. Let me see if I can put a one in here for you. Yeah. The first purpose of Shabbos is as follows. No, it's not working what I want to do. Okay, the first purpose of Shabbos. Hoda'as hachidush she'ashem yisparach baruch olam yesh k'nein. If you're taking notes, you could actually see my Meshech Chachma. I don't know if you could see, but it's marked up. Okay, so by this, I wrote a one, and I wrote on top to write it out for myself, the first purpose of Shabbos, and then there's a two, and what's the second purpose of Shabbos? The first purpose of Shabbos is, Hodas hechidush Hashem yisparach baruch ha'olam yesh k'nein. The first thing that Shabbos teaches you is that the Ribono she'olam created created the world, yesh k'nein, something from nothing. That's what you saw in Zachar Sama Shabbos Akacho. The first purpose is to teach you, it's to testify. You should know, you should have the knowledge, the da'ash. It's also like the word aid, if you switch around the ayin and dalit. Okay, you should have da'as, you should have knowledge, you should bear testimony, hachidush, to this idea of creation, renewal. So Hashem Yisparach Barom Yeshmein. Zachar, as Yom HaShabbos HaKacho, Kishesh, as Yom HaMasa Hashem, as HaShemayim V'Sa'art, as Hayom V'Shkav V'Sham Bam, V'Yenach B'Yom HaShvi. Shabbos testifies to creation. Something from nothing. V'Zeu Eidus K'ma Eidin Shu Borei Olam. And when we keep Shabbos like this and have this knowledge of Bria Sa'om, we bear testimony and witness, and we testify that Hashem is the creator of the world. That's reason number one to Shabbos. Is that clear? Yeah. Zachar Bria Sa'olam. V'yesh ta'am prati. There is another. Let me see. Maybe I could do it like this. This is one. No, it's not going to work. I'm trying to put a one and a two, but it's not working. So, okay. Reason number one. In my own notes, I was able to do it on the safer, easier. Let's take a pen and write a one and two. The Eish Tam Prati. That's also a detailed reason. That's the global reason that you keep Shabbos. You put a sign over your house, Kavi Acha. When I keep Shabbos, I testify that there's a Borei Olam. He created Yesh Me'ayin, and I bear witness to God as the creator. That's the global reason for keeping Shabbos. However, Yesh Tam Prati. There's also a more detailed reason for Shabbos. Kadei She'yisyached Yom Echad. There should be one day that is dedicated to what? She'yanuchu Mimilachtam. To turn away from your work, the yafnu levavam ledas darchei Hashem, and you should turn away from your work and turn your heart to know the ways of God, the han hagaso and his ways, the yalmad and his han haga, his behavior kaviyachal, the ways of Hashem, the yalmedu Torah. There's two purposes for keeping Shabbos. One is there's two things that Shabbos are meant to teach us: that God created the world. The second thing Shabbos is meant to teach us is turn away from your work, turn your heart to know Hashem, to know the ways of God, to know the actions and behavior of the Ribbono Shel Olam. How do you come to that? How do you come to knowing the ways of Hashem? How do you come to understanding his actions, so to speak? The Yalmudu Torah. Learn Torah. These are two different reasons for keeping Shabbos. One is a global testimony. God is a creator. Yesh me'ay. There is nothing, there is something. Hashem created the world. That's what the pasuk says. Ki she'ishus yami, masa Hashem, isa shemayim, vasa artil, seyam vishkal shaban, v'yanach b'yamashvi. Purpose number two is a detailed, personalized reason. Each and every individual Jew should set aside one day when you turn away from your work, you rest, You rest from your work. And you turn your heart to know the ways of God, the hanhaga so, and his hanhaga, his behavior, so to speak, his actions. How do you come to knowing God? The yilmadu Torah. I'm learning Torah. Velo yis gashmu bi behavia so ha'olam umisi vosav. Velo yis gashmu, from the word gashmi. You should not be involved in the gashmius aspect of this world and in your surroundings. So when you remove yourself from the gashmistic things of the world, like weighing the produce and the metal and carrying the scales from house to house and keeping the shop open and weighing the fruits, so then you're not unloading your donkey. You're not involved in the gashmistic ways of the world and its surroundings. Clear? Is the two purposes of Shabbos clear to everybody? I'm trying to explain it. Well, if something is not clear, don't ask side questions. I don't have time for any side questions, please. But if something, what I said is not clear, ask. But I'm really trying. I just messaged somebody this week. She reached out to me. Difficult situation. Chizuk. So she wrote back. You must have a lot of kavanah when you say Hashem sefasai tiftach ufi agitel secha. I appreciated it. I thank Hashem for it. I really do try. So I'm amish. Try very much to ask Ribbono Shel Hashem Sefasai Tiftach Ufi Agitel Secha. If something I'm not saying is clear, ask a question. If you have a side question, don't ask it. It's going to all come together beautifully. Okay? These are the two purposes of teaching Shabbos. Umetzinu b'Yerushalmi Shabbos. And we have found in the Gemara Masachas Yerushalmi Talmud Shabbos. Lo nitnu Shabbosos ela la'asuk b'divrei Torah. What was the purpose, the Gemara says, Talmud Yerushalmi, of giving a Shabbos? La'asuk b'divrei Torah? So is that reason one or reason two? For those people I could see, just hold up your finger. What is it? Reason two. That's exactly right. The Shabbosos were only given to us so that we should be osek in Divrei Torah, because the whole week you're in the field, the whole week you're in the supermarket, the whole week you're in the laundry room, the whole week you're hand washing, the whole week you're ironing, the whole week you're cooking supper, the whole week you're organizing your pantry, you're going to the bank, you're going to the eye doctor, you're going to this, you're going to that. So the whole week you're, so when should it be osek in Divrei Torah? So the Gemara comes along. The Gemara says in Talmud Yerushalmi, "Lo ninu Shabbosos ela lasok b'divrei Torah." The Shabbos was only given to us so you could have a day where you could sit at the table and sing zmiros and tell over what the Rav said in his drasha and quote what the child learned in school, and you could, you know, we do v'har Ravna Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein. I must thank Rabbi Schmidman. I think Henny Wolf, you're on this. Okay, and actually, I was just zochet to see Rabbi Schmidman last week. He was at a simcha in Bodmir, and I was able to tell him personally, even though I already told his wife Adina, when we did a scholar in residence before Pesach, so in the early spring, end of winter, early spring, in Lomer Merriam, Pennsylvania, we were at the Shabbos table there, and Rabbi Schmidman took over Ravna by Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein. It's Shlita, Dayan and Posek of today in Bnei Brak. So Rav Zilberstein always poses the order of the Sefer is that he poses a question, a halachic question that was given to him. And then before he says the tshuva, what Rabbi Schmidman does is he poses the question and all the participants at the table say what they think. It's like a discussion kind of question. It's not like a question that would come to the Gadol Dor and you would have no idea what it's talking about. It's very, very interesting. And then you go around the table, everyone says what they think. And then Rabbi Schmidman reads the answer and the answer is very clear. He goes through the halachic sources. It's always something applicable. So my husband, when we were at the table, the Schmidman's, my husband said, this is great. So I said to my husband, do you know we have that sefer? So my husband said, no, I didn't know. We have three volumes of our Ravna. Since that Shabbos, Henny, I told this to Dina a little while ago, every single Shabbos at the table, we do something for Vahar Ravna. The children enjoy it so much. Ad Kadei Kach, the last Friday night, my husband gave a different Dvar Torah. And one of the boys said, what about that other Sefer? He didn't know what it was called. So we do it every week. And I saw Rabbi Schmidman last week. I was able to tell him in person that we managed to do it every single week. It's amazing, if you're interested. We had guests actually a few weeks ago, and the wife said, oh, I love this. I think that's the next sefer we're going to buy. Why am I telling this to you? First of all, if it's something you're interested in doing, it involves everyone at the table. It's extremely interesting. Second of all, because that's what the Gemara says. The purpose of Shabbos, when do you have time around the week to sit down, even if you chukap a small Dvar Torah at the dinner table, by dinner, this one's an extracurricular, this one's a mishmar, this one's giving shir, this one's going out to Marv. When do you have time for that during the week? That's the purpose of Shabbos. Lo nidu Shabbosos ela lasok b'divrei Torah. You could sit down and you could be involved in a lengthier Torah debate. You could go to the rabbi's shir, you could listen to the rabbi's drasha, you could discuss it at your Shabbos table. That's the point of Shabbos. Vizehu kahara hashniya, and this is the second purpose, like you said. I said, show me the fingers. Of two, this is the second proof of Shabbos, to be involved in Torah. However, the Gemara also says, the same Talmud Yerushalmi also says, Veloninu Shabbosos Elala Chila B'Shisiyah. However, the same Gemara says, on that same place, the footnote teaches, okay, that on the other hand, Shabbos is given for eating and drinking. So is that a stira? One piece in the Gemara Yerushalmi there in Shabbos says Shabbos is given only for learning Torah. The other proof of that Gemara is Shabbos is given for eating and drinking. So which one is it? Is it given for Divrei Torah? Is it eaten for eating and drinking? However, both of these purposes of Shabbos prove one of the reasons for Shabbos. Learning Torah on Shabbos is the klal prati that every individual must set aside their business of the week. During Shabbos, we don't boil the water or go down to the river. We don't wash the sheets and hang them to dry. You know, Shabbos is for Divrei Torah. On the other hand, Talmud Yerushalmi also says that Shabbos is for eating and drinking, which we know it is also. So what is eating and drinking? It's not just stomp to fill your stomach and be satiated in gashmis. Eating and drinking proves, and the chiddush, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the yotzer and the borei me'ayim. When you eat and drink on Shabbos, you should have the kavanah. I'm eating and drinking to testify that Hashem created this world, yesh me'ayim. He created all the grass of the field. He created all the herbage. He created the trees. He created the animals. He created chickens that give eggs. Therefore, we could have ayam mitzvah on Shabbos. He created produce. Therefore, I could have a beautiful salad on Shabbos. He created the cows, so I could have flanken in my chulent on Shabbos. So therefore, there's two purposes to Shabbos, and each one relates to one of the reasons that the Meshech Chachma has given that we must observe Shabbos. The Gemara Yerushalmi says, Lo nidna Shabbosos, ela lasuk b'divrei Torah. If you're interested, it's called Va'arevna. Any Judaic story of Yitzchak Zilberstein, it's beautiful. It really involves everyone at the table. It really elevates the Shabbos table so meaningfully. Okay, so Shabbos is given to Asuk B'Divrei Torah. That's the klal prati of Shabbos. Everyone has to put aside their work and be involved in Divrei Torah. Thank God we have time for this on Shabbos. On the other hand, the Gemara also says, Lo ninu Shabbosos ela la'achil v'shasiya. Is it a stirat? Oh, when you eat and drink your meat, your London broil, and your green beans, and your roasted sweet potato with a nice glass of red wine, you can know some of what our menu is on Shabbos. So what are you doing? It's not just stam. It shouldn't be a chilas. Gasa, it shouldn't be gluttonous eating to fill your stomach. You should prove that when I eat this food, I remember, how come I have this food? Because if we go back to Perek Aleph, of Sefer Bereishis, let's see that Hashem created the world. Ki sheishis yamim asah Hashem es ha-shamayim ve-es ha-aretz ve-es kol asher bam. And the seas and all that's in it by Yanach Be'amishvi. So therefore, when I eat it, when I learn Torah, I fulfill the purpose of learning Torah on Shabbos. I'm turning away from my work. When I eat and drink on Shabbos, and I enjoy the achila and I enjoy the shasiya, I remind myself and I teach myself and I learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator and the fashioner, something from nothing. Okay? The cave and shechida sha'olam tav kol ha'mofsim ka'ayin neged achila. So I'll tell you, the Meshech Chachma does not come with translation. It's a difficult perush to learn. I'm not sure what that line means. If anybody knows, I'm happy for you to post it on the chat, please. The kevan shechida she'olam, and because Hashem was mechadish the world, He renewed the whole world, He created the whole world. Tav kol hamofsim ke'ein neger hachidush. I'm not sure what this means. If anybody knows, I'm happy for you to post it on the chat. Okay. However, I said, I think I learned this piece 5 times, maybe 6, I'm not lying, in order to be able to teach it, we could still benefit gevaldik from this piece of the Meshech Chachma. But I'm telling you, I'm not sure what that means. Anyone online listens, anyone reach out to me, v'kevan shechidah she'olam, tav, kol ha-mofsim, mofsim is like the wonders, ke'ein, neger ha-chidosh. I'm not sure what it means. Umi sheyitzar ha'olam. Okay, I could just skip over it. I could pretend I do know what it means. I could make something up. That would not be intellectually honest. I'm telling you, I'm not sure what it means. If you know, please reach out to me. Okay? We could still learn the piece. Umi sheyitzar ha'olam. The one who created the world, the one who fashioned the world, meaning God. Yamsi parnasaso. What will happen? The one who created the world is the one who could give you your parnasa. V'yochal v'yishta. He should eat and he should drink. V'alav l'shalom. And you should have peace on Shabbos. V'lo yidag liyom machar. Don't worry about, oh my gosh, what am I going to do for parnasa on Sunday? Because I'm not working today, I'm eating and drinking. I testify that God created the world. I'm spending more time at the Shabbos table. I'm asok in divrei Torah. I'm I'm going to get to that. That has to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, we're going to get there at the end. But I shouldn't be worried when Tav Kol Hamovsim Kain Neged Echevesh. It has something to do with the fact that God created everything, and we shouldn't be worried about, if I'm not working today, what am I going to eat tomorrow? Of course, we don't work on Shabbos. You don't, drive to your job on Shabbos. You don't write on the blackboard to teach your students on Shabbos. You don't go to the bank to deposit your check on Shabbos. You shouldn't be worried. Umisha Yitzhar Ha'olam, you don't go into the sewing factory on Shabbos. You don't go into the grinding mill where they grind wheat on Shabbos. Why? Because on Shabbos, you have to remember, Misha Yitzhar Ha'olam, he who fashioned the world, Hashem is the Borei and the Yotzer Olam, Yamsi Parnaso So, he will find you his Parnaso. Don't be worried. When Mordechai Gifter, Zatzal, the Rosh Hashiva from Taos, used to say, people think we make Parnaso. We don't make it. Hashem makes it and we take it. Yamti Parnaso So, don't worry. He will find you your Parnaso. V'yocha v'yishta, you should eat and you should drink, but alav l'sham, it will be peace unto you. V'lo yidag liyam mechar, don't worry on Shabbos about tomorrow. Now we come to the Midbar. V'hinei b'midbar, and behold, in the desert. I really want to finish this day. V'hinei b'midbar, not because I mind to go to next time, but it's so beautiful, I want to be able to pull it all together to you, for you. V'hinei b'midbar, and behold, in the desert. Shahayu kol Yisrael ochlei man. Right? What was the situation in the matzav in the desert? They all ate the man. They were free, they were absolved by nature of their desert existence. They did not have to be osek in the avoda of Sadav Kerem. That was a terrible translation, I didn't translate it. They did not have to be working, busy with work of the field and the vineyard. Why not? There were no fields. They weren't worried about the chita and the seora, and the gefen and the te'ina, and the rimon, and the zeit shemen, and the devash. The Kerem, there were no vineyards. You do ATVing in the Gush, which we did in summer 2019. And we did, again, the same route this Pesach, Erev Pesach, the week before. So there's beautiful vineyards there. So, yeah, we went to, we saw a beautiful vineyard, the very, very small. They only have like 1,000 trees. It was started on the memory of a man started it in the memory of four of his classmates who were, Rachmana Litzlan, killed in Israel's wars and terror attacks. It's Yakve Ha'arba. It's so beautiful. It's a small little winery. And the room is very, very small. Smaller than the size of my main floor, and they come and they pick the harvest, but it's Shemitah, so nothing is being worked this year. It's just so beautiful. But in the desert, they didn't have this. They didn't have to work. There were no fields. There was no Kerem. So what did they do the whole day in the desert? What did they spend their time in, those Ochlei Man? Hayu Lomdim Kol Yom Torah Hashem. Im Kol Pratei Alachos. What did they do the whole day? They were all in Kola. It was a kolal existence. They didn't have to work. They didn't have to go to the bank. They didn't have to go down to the well to get water because it flowed by their tents. They didn't have to hoe the fields, plow the fields, plant the fields, seed the fields. They didn't have to worry about the vineyard, about the orla, about the shvis, squeezing the grapes, harvesting. It's going to be too cold for the grapes, too hot for the grapes. They didn't have to worry about it all. So what did they do the whole day in the desert? All they did all day was they were in Kola. They learned the Torah Hashem all day with all the details and all the lachos. The Kamosha Amu B'Sifri, like the Major says in the Sifri, Kadesha Yisbalu Divrei Torah Begufam. The whole purpose of the desert existence was so that the words of Torah would be like swallowed up, absorbed inside of them. They would become one with Torah. That's all they did. They had nothing else to do. They didn't have to do laundry because the Ananei HaKavod, Rashi Perchas, pressed their garments and kept it fresh. They didn't have to go shoe shopping before the school season with their children because their feet didn't swell and their shoes never grew out. So what were they doing? The whole day in the desert, learning Torah. The whole purpose of the Torah, of the Dar HaMidbar, the Dar of the Ochlei Haman, he calls them, and so the Torah would be absorbed in their bodies. V'lo nanu divrei Torah ela la'ochlei man. And the Mechilta says, lo ninu divrei Torah ela la'ochlei man. The whole Torah was only given to those who eat the man, meaning they didn't have to be osek in parnasa. They didn't have to open the shop, cook the food, serve the meal, clean up, keep an accounting of the books. They weren't doing any of that. The whole Torah, says the Michalta, lo ninu divrei Torah ela la'ochlei man. Im kein, ah. And we come back to the purposes of Shabbos. Lo haya shayach tam hasheni. Do you understand what he's saying? Remember, we started off this gewaldic piece, this deep, beautiful piece by the Meshech Chachma, where the Meshech Chachma presents two different reasons for Shabbos, for Shmir Shabbos. One is Hashem created the world. You testify that Hashem is the Borei and the Yotzer Olam, Yeshmei. The second purpose of Shabbos, says the Meshech Chachma, is the time, the Klal Prati, for each individual, which is what? You have time to stop working, and you have time to start learning on Shabbos. For this generation of the Ochle Iman, the second reason was not Shayach at all. The second reason of Shabbos, to give them time to be Osek in Divrei Torah, they already had time to be Osek in Divrei Torah. All they did was Osek in Divrei Torah. They don't need Shabbos to be Osek in Divrei Torah. Why not? Because all they're doing is Osek in Divrei Torah. They don't have to do anything else. Im kein lo haya shayach tam hasheni. The second reason that I gave us of the Meshech Chachma, keeping Shabbos, lo nina Shabbos, ala la'asuk b'divrei Torah, was not shayach to this generation, because that's all they were doing 7 days a week. Kadesha yis'asku b'divrei Torah. The second purpose of Shabbos, to be involved in Divrei Torah, is not shayach to this generation, because that's all, they have nothing else to do. All they're doing is learning on kolo. Rak haya tam edus ala chedosh. The only purpose of Shabbos for the generation of the desert, we're not talking about us, with the Dor HaMidbar, was so that they should bear testimony, witness, and remember, that generation, in keeping Shabbos, only needed to testify one thing. What was that? God is the creator of the world. Why? Because they had nothing else to do. They weren't working. They didn't have jobs. They didn't have stores. They didn't have washing machines. They didn't have appointments. They didn't have supermarkets. The whole day, they're only learning in Kodal. So the purpose of Shabbos for them was Eidus, testimony, and Zechira, remember, Hashem is the creator. Lachain, and therefore, HaMelacho Shasurin, one thing I've not learned yet how to do is stop the clock. We just had it in Rashi, Moshe stopped the clock by the Mechama of Amalek a few parashas ago. I would like to learn how to do that. It's never going to happen this lifetime. Lachain, HaMelacho Shasurin, Midivrei Torah, Hayu Asurin? And therefore the malacha that was usher from the Torah was usher to them in the generation of the desert, but not the extra gedarim that Chazal enacted for Shavisa. You understand? Remember we started on the Ramban, where the Ramban explains that Shabbos de'oraisa looks nothing like we imagine it today. There are so many malachas that are forbidden to us that are really mutter de'oraisa. So now, the Meshech Chachma says, for that generation that all they were doing was sitting and learning Torah, they didn't have to do anything else. So they had to keep Shabbos as it is De'oraisa. But all the Indians of Shavisa, the extra enactments of the sages to make sure we would rest on Shabbos, were not shayach to them. Because the Chazal were, there was no Chazal yet. But anyway, nobody was worried that they would be involved in keeping the store open, because there was no store. Nobody was worried that they would be busy moving the weights from house to house, because their food came from Shemayim. They didn't need to weigh anything. Nobody was worried that they would be putting the wine in the barrels, because everything came down from Shemayim, exactly as they wanted it. So for them, Malacha on Shabbos de'oraisa was usher, but not any of the derabbanan, because it wasn't shayach for the lives that they lived. Aval kevan shenichnesu la'aretz. But now they're about to enter Eretz Yisrael. V'hayu oskim b'avodas sada v'kerem. U'bebinyan iros. But everything's about to change. They're about to enter Eretz Yisrael. They are taka going to work the fields. They are taka going to plant vineyards. They are taka going to be needing to build cities. Be'eva ha'yardin, on the other side of the Jordan River. U'bemachamos. They're now going to need to fight wars. Their whole existence is about to change. Hayal ha'mashabas liyam kara mikro kodesh l'kedushu b'toras Hashem kol yam. Once they enter into Eretz Yisrael, they're going to have a very different purpose to Shabbos. Until now, Shabbos for them was not a special day la'asuk b'divrei Torah, because that's all they're doing. They're only osek b'divrei Torah. They need Shabbos as a zechira for ma'isa bereishis, not for shavisa malacha, because there is no malacha. So there is no shavisa malacha. All they have to remember is Shabbos, zachor es yom haShabbos kacho, God is the creator. Learning Torah, we're learning Torah the whole day. I need a special day to learn Torah. All I'm doing is learning Torah. And now the second generation who are going into Eretz Yisrael are not going to have an existence like their parents. They're going to be busy in the fields. Sheishus Yamim Tavo. Tako, they're going to be Tavo. They're going to be busy with the Kerem. How are you going to have wine for the poor libation, the Nisuch, and the poor libation offerings in the Beis HaMikdash if someone doesn't plant the vineyards? They're going to plant vineyards. Ubebinyan Eros, they need to build cities. Be'evra Yarding, in Eretz Canaan. Ubemachamos, they're going to have to fight wars. Hayalahem HaShabbos Liam Kara Mikra Kodesh. Now, for the second generation who are going into Eretz Yisrael, they have to fulfill the second purpose of Shabbos, a calling of holiness. L'kadoshu b'toras Hashem kol hayom. So this generation who's going to be working in the fields, who's going to be planting the vineyards, who's going to be squeezing grapes for wine, going to be grinding the wheat in the mill, going to be fighting wars and building cities, oh, they need a special day of Shabbos. They need a special day to sanctify with the Torah of Hashem kol hayom. Otherwise, when are they going to learn? They're never going to learn. V'im hashov sinu mitarin. Hello, Yotzu Kolayam b'melachos hamutaros u'b'torach meruba. And if the aspects of Shavisa that Chazal enacted for us were mutter, Chazal came along and said, we are adding gedorim to Shabbos. We are adding fences. We are making things that are de'oraisa mutter usur. Excuse me. We are making things that are de'oraisa mutter. We're making them usur for you. Why are we making them usur for you? Because if we don't make them usur, halo yotzu kol hayam b'malachos hamutaros u'b'torach meruba. If we don't make them usur when you enter the land, then the whole day of Shabbos will look like every other day of the week. You'll build a walled city. You'll lock the gates at night. Nothing will be usur. If Chazal don't come along and enact further gedorim, if they don't say, wait a minute, this is a day of Shavisa, cease your work. If we allow you to do all those things on Shabbos, the whole day will be full of malacha mutaros. It's permitted, de'oraisa. I can work on Shabbos. U'betorach meruba. It'll be such a tircha that Torah son emasai na'aseis. When will they learn Torah? They will never have an opportunity to learn Torah. Why not? Because they'll say, oh, de'oraisa, this is mutter. Our parents did it in the generation of the desert. Since it's mutter in the Torah, I could be busy with this all day. Let's recap. Okay. Let's review what we learned. Zach Hashem Shabbos L'Kadsho. Hashem is the Borei Olam. Sheish Hashem Mesa Hashem is the Shemayim V'Sarts. Shomer Hashem Shabbos L'Kadsho. Parshas V'Aschanan. Kiyotziach Hashem L'Kecha Mibes Avadim. I'm paraphrasing. I don't remember the Lashon exactly. The Meshech Chachma wants to teach us, what is the purpose of Shabbos? There are two purposes. Give me 2 minutes to recap. Two purposes of Shabbos. Ask yourself every Erev Shabbos, why am I keeping Shabbos? Because I like to rest. Because I like to socialize and show. Because I like Kiddush after davening. Because I like to take a nap Shabbos afternoon. What's the purpose of Shabbos? Something we should all ask ourselves every day. Not only Yisroel and Beth Shonan. Why am I keeping Shabbos? Two purposes. One, you testify God is the creator. Purpose number one. Hashem created this whole world. Yesh me'ayin. Remember that on Shabbos. You hang a sign, a global reason for Shabbos. Hashem created the world. Second reason for Shabbos, Kal Prati, Tan Prati. Sheyisechid Yom Echad, Sheyinuchim Mimlachtam. One day you need to stop working, turn your hearts to know Hashem and His ways and His actions and learn Torah. Those are the two purposes of Shabbos. Then the Meshech Chachma quoted the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says Shabbos was only given for learning Torah. The Yerushalmi also says Shabbos is only even given for eating and drinking. It's not a stira. Shabbos is given for eating and drinking. Reminds me that what I eat and drink is only here because God created it. Oh, Shabbos is Shem is the Borei Olam. Shabbos was given for learning Torah. Oh, Lo Nina Yom Echad. This day was only given to learn Torah. Stop working. Now, in the desert, and don't worry, says the Meshech Chachma, about your parnasa. Don't think, if I eat and drink today and I learn Torah today, what am I going to do tomorrow? The same God who created the whole world will find you your parnasa, so you should eat and drink in peace, and don't worry about tomorrow. Now we come to the generation of the desert. I'm finishing up. I know I went 1 minute over. Give me 1 more minute. Be later. The generation, I'm not saying 15 more. The generation of the desert, those who ate the man, they had nothing to do in the fields, in the stores, in the vineyards, in the market, in the shuk, in the doctor's office, in the accountant's office, in the lawyer's office. None of that existed. What was the generation of the desert, the ochle man, doing all day? Learning Torah. That's all there was to do. They didn't need to do anything else. So for them, Shabbos wasn't a day set aside for learning Torah. Why not? Because that's all they did, 7 days of the week. So for that generation, the purpose of Shabbos for them was, remember Hashem is a Borei Olam. Remember Hashem created this whole world, Yesh Me'ayim. But the second generation, who's now going into Eretz Kanaan, they're going to work the fields. They're going to plant vineyards. They're going to build cities. They're going to fight wars. For them, they need a different very purpose of Shabbos. They need reason number two. What's reason number two? Take a day for learning Torah. If they don't take a day for learning Torah, the second generation is going into Eretz Canaan. It'll look like Yemos HaChol. Why? Because they'll wall every city. They'll log every day. Everything is Rishus HaYachid. We can do all our business. Shabbos will look like every day of the week. So for the second generation, the purpose was Ayom Shavisa Mimalacha, cessation from work, even Malachas Mutaros de Oraisa, even work that is permitted to Oraisa, because otherwise Shabbos would look no different than the rest of the week. And therefore, and the Mashal Chachma says, if Chazal did not enact Gedarim to keep us away from things that are Mutar de Oraisa, but Asur de Rabbanan, so the whole day would be Malachas Mutaros, Tircha Meruba, V'Tarasan Emasayna Aseis. The whole day would be with busy, with permitted work, the Oraisa, hard Tircha, hard labor, lots of labor, and when would they learn the Torah? Now you're going to have to wait 2 more weeks, Azar Hashem, until we put this all together. Have a wonderful, we learned enough that there's a lot to apply to our lives. In terms of remembering the purpose of Shabbos, God is the creator. We certainly need a day of Shavisa Memalachim Utaras to be Osik in Lasuk B'Divrei Torah. Thank our anonymous share sponsor and hostess very, very much. Thank you all for joining. Have a Givaldic Shabbos, an uplifting Shabbos. Remember, God is the Bore. Take time to learn Torah. And Be'ezos Hashem Echodosh Elo, that is Mivorach. And we will continue in 2 weeks, Be'ezor Hashem. Thank you so much. Kol Tov, Shabbat Shalom to all.